The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. Now, I just want to stop right there real quick. Something I say a lot at Cornerstone, because I think it's something we get confused a lot about as a church, and I think it's good to say it over and over and over again. The law, you know, the Torah, the Jewish law, was never meant to be perfect, never could be perfect, and we get in trouble when we talk about God's perfect law. The best that the law could ever do was gesture sort of towards God's holiness and our inability to be holy on our own strength. That's the best the law could do. Gesture towards God's holiness and our inability to be holy like God. That's the best the law could ever do. Why is that? Well, because we're never meant to follow a law. Human beings were never meant to follow laws. That's not in our nature. We're not designed to be legalistic. We're not designed to be controlled. We're designed to be free. That's where we really delight, when we're free and we know we're free. You know, that's entire countries, including this one, have been built on that premise of how can we be the most free that we can be. But of course, we can't be as free as we'd like to be, ever, right? And it's the tension we feel all the time in our politics and in our personal lives between law and freedom, the laws we apply to ourselves. We yearn to be free and we sense that we're supposed to be free, but our sin demands that we make laws and enforce them. And it's the same in the Jewish Old Testament. Yes, those are God's laws given to the Jewish people, but they're not God's perfect law. There is no God's perfect law. We're meant to be free.